Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process. I'm your host, of course, Greg Wareham. I wanted to talk a little bit about renovation lending and construction lending because there are some parallels between the two, but there's also some differences depending on what you're trying to accomplish. And I want to talk a little bit from a scenario standpoint. Like, let's really look at people's scenarios and let's try to articulate in a fashion that really has practical implementation for you or for your client. So I'm going to give you an example. So let me start by going a little bit deeper. There are two basic types of mortgages that allow you to do construction on a house you own or the house you are purchasing. They're renovation loans and construction loans. Now, it may seem like these terms are interchangeable, and I run into it all the time where people think that they are. But the actual mortgage product works differently. A renovation loan allows you to perform renovations and/or construction with the existing footprint of the property, and that's an important part of it. You can't change the existing footprint, and there can be some limitations as to exactly what you can do. Whereas a construction loan allows you to change the existing footprint of the property and can provide you with more flexibility as to what you're looking to do. If you do a construction loan, you have the option, again, to change the footprint, where renovation lending, you cannot change the footprint. And that's really important. That's why I wanted to reiterate it. So as an example, Sally's looking to purchase a home and gut the entire inside of the property. She hates it. As she meets with the architect, they come up with a plan that would include adding another level to the existing home. Now, Sally always wanted a walk-up attic, and the new plans would add the third floor to include a full bathroom and an oversized bedroom suite. And Sally may be code name for Greg, because I always wanted a third floor walk-up attic with that exact same thing. I mean, I wrote it, so Sally's kind of me. But anyway, so would Sally have to do a renovation loan or a construction loan to accomplish this? Again, Sally's looking to add an existing level to the home. The answer is she could do either one. Because the plan to go up a level does not include expanding the existing footprint, a renovation loan or a construction loan could be suitable. Now let's mix it up a little bit. After further thought, Sally decides the cost to renovate everything and add a third floor still does not give her the property that she's looking for. The dining room's still not wide enough to accommodate her extended family. Being from New York, you have to make Sunday gravy and would invite the whole family over for dinner, and it's just wall to wall and it's packed. She's finally come in from other parts. She has family come in from other parts of New Jersey and New York at least once a month and needs another 10 feet of space. In the revised plans, the dining room is extended off of the house as well as the kitchen. So, all right, so in addition to going up a level, Sally also wants to expand outward. What kind of loan can Sally do? So is it a renovation loan or a construction loan? Sally in this situation has to go with a construction loan as the plans now include expanding the existing footprint of the house. After going through everything, Sally decides to scrap the whole project and just build a brand new house. She finds the land to build on and has the plans to build ready to go. What kind of loan does she need? Renovation and construction. Well, it's definitely not a renovation loan, as there's no structure to renovate because she owns land just now. A regular construction loan doesn't quite do the trick either. What Sally's going to need is a construction to permanent loan, which will still allow her to purchase the land, build the home, and complete the project. So right in that example, you're really looking at three different things. We have a renovation loan, which there's different types of renovation loans. You have a construction loan for an existing house that you already have. And then you also have the situation where I want to buy land and build a house and I want to finance the whole thing. That's a construction to permanent loan. Now, each of them operate a little bit differently. And you really need to go deeper with a mortgage loan officer, with a banker, with someone that understands the products in detail. Now, I'll go through some high-level stuff, but there are some nuances to all of these products. I'm going to start with the renovation lending. So commonly in the industry, you hear the term for 203K loan. And for some reason, that's been attached to all renovation lending. All a 203K loan is it's FHA, their version of a renovation loan. And if it's not a renovation loan, it's FHA. It's actually a 203B loan, but you never hear that. Somehow the 203K has been attached to FHA's version. But there's also conventional mortgage options that you can also leverage to do a renovation loan. Now, I'm going to just do a couple product comparisons for this. So a couple things you can do with an FHA 203K rehab loan, and then some things you can do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's version of renovation loan. So all of them are going to allow for one to four unit primary residence. On an FHA loan, you can do it's eligible on a condo unit. When you look at the conventional lending, it's also eligible on a condo unit. On an FHA loan, it has to be a primary residence. However, on a Fannie Mae home style loan, you can look at doing a renovation loan on a one unit investment property. And the same holds true to Freddie Mac's version. So that's a big difference. So when you look at FHA, it's got to be a primary residence, just like it is on a regular FHA mortgage. But when you look at Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the conventional lending on it, you can also throw in there second homes, one unit second homes, and one unit investment properties. So very important. Now, as far as eligible products are concerned, they're both going to allow for fixed and adjustable interest rates. You can do all of them in a purchase form, or you can do all of them in a refinance form. And what I mean by that is if you're going out to look for a house, and it's an ugly house, and it's $500,000 ugly house, but man, you can really see the bones of this house or what you want, and you just need to do $100,000 worth of renovations. As long as that after improved value of the house would be the same as the acquisition cost, which is the $500,000 plus $100,000 in renovations, no problem. You can do the transaction. You can do it FHA or you can do it conventional. Now, if the after improved value is a little bit lower than that, that's when you really need to talk to your mortgage loan officer or your banker about what the different options are. Can I put down a lower dollar amount? Can I restructure things in a different fashion and still be able to accomplish what I'm looking to do? Now, comparison fact sheet between them all. All of the products can be used for rehabilitation. They can all be used for accessory dwelling units. And they can all be used for energy efficient, property resilience, and different things you may want to do to the property. I would say overall, when you look at the types of things that you can do with a renovation loan, they're pretty comparable for all three product lines. So you want to renovate your kitchen, it's probably going to fall into a category where you can do it with all different types of renovation lending. If you want to put it in the pool, that could be some variance. So you just need to understand exactly what it is that you want to do to the house, knowing in none of these programs can you change the existing footprint. But big picture, you have options from a renovation standpoint. When you look at a construction loan, it's a little bit different. Like, let's say you have an existing property and you have a $300,000 mortgage on it, but you want to do $300,000 worth of construction to the property. Well, that means that you're going to end up owing $600,000 on that property. You know, as long as you have an appraised value that exceeds that, and let's say that exceeds it to the point where you have 20% equity, in our example, let's say the after improved value is $900,000, you're in good shape. However, what becomes challenging with a construction loan is there really aren't many, if any, products in the marketplace that will allow you to do that construction loan in the form of a second mortgage on the property. For construction lending, you'd have to refinance that existing $300,000 that you have, and then you would have to do the construction loan on top of it. Now, make no mistake about it, it's still one transaction, but you have to refinance that existing mortgage. In that scenario, if you have the existing equity in the property, you may even want to consider a home equity loan or a home equity line because it's not going to force you to refinance your existing mortgage. Now, when you look at a construction to permanent loan, you're generally going to need 20% down on the total cost of the property. That includes the land, that includes the build, that includes the materials, that includes everything. For all three of these properties, or excuse me, for all three of these products, you really need to have a detailed breakdown of what you're going to have done to the property. You can't just submit a general invoice from a contractor saying they're going to charge you $50,000 to do renovations. Like, it's generally going to have to be really broken down. The good news is that the bank has options for you to be able to do it. The downside of it is now you have the bank involved in your business. So you're going to have to vet the contractor that's going to do the work. And there's some other nuances of these different types of loans to keep everything in compliant and really also protect you as the consumer to make sure the work's getting done in the fashion that it was quoted. Now, I know I high-level skimmed the renovation, the construction, and the construction to permanent loan. They're much more detailed, but you really need to look at your individual situation, what the requirements are for the bank and the lender that you're working with for each one of those products. If you have any questions or you want to bounce anything off me, please reach out to me. It's greg@yourmortgageprocess.com. And I hope this provides a little bit of clarity for renovation, construction, and construction of perm loans. If it didn't, shoot me an email, tell me that, and let's get on a phone call. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and we look forward to catching up with you next week. Bye, guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Your Mortgage Process, hosted by Greg Wareham, produced by Greg Wareham and Nick Pavese at The Social Rift, and executively produced by The Social Rift. Thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.